What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Drop, and I'm your host, Katie Drop. Well, it has been quite the week of baseball. We are closing in on the playoffs, and we just had a hell of a series between the Atlanta Braves and the Dodgers with huge playoff implications. So let's get into it, because we had a lot going on this week. Let's begin with Monday. The Chicago Cubs had a game against the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona Diamondbacks. And they got the win 7-0, but it was a big game from their pitcher, Kevin Gausman, who they traded for at the trade deadline. He pitched 7 innings, pitched with 6 strikeouts. Conforto, who's another dude who they picked up in the offseason, he's been having a great year. He went 3-for-3 with a home run and 2 RBI. And then Kelly also had a home run as well. So big game from the Chicago Cubs in this one. And then also on Monday, Cal Raleigh is finally here. I mean, he's had a quiet season after what he did last year, but he went off this week, especially. The Seattle Mariners beat the Philadelphia Phillies 9-2 on Monday, but Cal Raleigh had 3 home runs with 4 RBI on the night, so big night for him. And then J-Rod also had a home run and 3 RBI on the night. Then on Tuesday, the Boston Red Sox got a win over the Miami Marlins 7-3. They went into the 11th inning in this one, and actually Jalen Duran actually had a grand slam in this one. And it was actually the game-winning grand slam, by the way, in the 11th inning. Gasper, he had 2 home runs as well. And then this rookie pitcher that the Red Sox got, Tolley, he has been a strikeout killer these last couple of months, really. He had 5.1 innings pitched in this one with 7 strikeouts and a pretty solid outing for him. I mean, he went into the 11th inning, so obviously it kind of fell apart there, but still, that's just what happens. But he's been having a pretty solid year for a rookie. Then also on Tuesday, Houston Astros got a nice win over the New York Yankees 9-7. Yordan Alvarez continuing his Triple Crown season. He is the king right now with all he's leading home runs, batting average, RBI. So he's well on his way to that Triple Crown, but he had a go-ahead triple in the 8th inning in this one against the Yankees. And then Diaz also had 2 home runs as well in a solid win for the Astros. Then also on Tuesday, the Atlanta Braves, this is when they started the series against the Dodgers. They got a close win, 4-3 over the Dodgers in this one. Ozzie Albies had the go-ahead single in the 8th inning, I believe it was. But this series is it could potentially have some playoff implications down the line, because right now the Braves and the Dodgers are kind of going back and forth with this second place, the number 2 seed right now. I mean, the Brewers right now, they're the number 1 overall seed. But if there's a tiebreaker, right now the Braves actually own the tiebreaker against the Dodgers in this one. But in Tuesday's game, like I said, Albies hit the go-ahead single and they got the win in that one. And then also on Tuesday night, Cal Raleigh continued his home run domination with a win over the Seattle Mariners, win over the Phillies 4-1. Raleigh had a home run, and then their starting pitcher, Kirby, went 7.2 innings with 9 strikeouts. Then on Wednesday, the Phillies actually got the win over the Mariners in this one, 6-0, and Kyle Schwarber hit another home run, his 40th home run on the season. I believe this is 4th year hitting 40 home runs, so that's crazy for his career. And then also Bryce Harper hit a home run as well. He has actually got a 28-game hitting streak going, at least at that point in the season he did. Harper's actually been having a very quiet, solid season for the Phillies. That's just kind of what I look at with the Phillies. They've got Schwarber and Harper, and then, of course, they're pitching. And Luzardo was the starting pitcher in this one. He went 7 innings pitched with 9 strikeouts. And so even though the Phillies are behind the Braves, they've got a lot of depth once they hit the playoffs. That's kind of what I look at with the Phillies. They're going to be a really, really difficult team, I think, for teams to deal with once we hit the playoffs, no matter if they win their division or if they're a wild card. Then also on Wednesday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Dodgers again, 6-5. This time, it was Ho-Sang Kim. He had the game-winning hit, and actually what was crazy about his game-winning hit is this dude has not. I think he was slumping like where he had 28 straight at bats without a hit. And that was finally his first hit in like a million years. So not only was it a hit, but it was the game winning hit over the Dodgers. And then also Baldwin went 3-for-4, 2 RBI. And then Murphy also went 3-for-4 with a home run in another big win for the Atlanta Braves. Then also on Wednesday, the Chicago White Sox got a win over the Texas Rangers 10-4. Peters, 3-for-4 with a home run. That is actually his fifth game in a row with a home run. And I'm telling you, this Chicago White Sox team, they're in the American League, and the American League does not have a front runner at this point. So I kind of feel like this White Sox team, if they just keep playing scrappy like this, they're going to be a real difficult team to get by. I'm not saying they're going to go to the World Series or anything like that, but I do feel like they're going to be a team you cannot roll over, and they just are. It kind of feels like every time they might fall back, they just keep it moving, and they still have the division lead right now over the Cleveland Guardians. And then on Thursday, the Atlanta Braves got another big win over the Dodgers. They ended up sweeping the Dodgers in this one, so now they own the tiebreaker if it comes down to it for seeding once we hit the playoffs. But the Braves got a win 1-0. Chris Sale pitched one of the best games of his life. He pitched a complete game shutout, as a matter of fact, had 11 strikeouts in this one. And then Drake Baldwin had another home run as well. He was the only run in this game, as a matter of fact, in a hard-fought battle between the Braves and the Dodgers. And that's what I'm saying. This series between the Braves and the Dodgers, to me, basically kind of shows what the National League is going to be come playoff time, where it's just going to be a battle. And even though the Braves got the sweep, it still was a battle. I mean, the Dodgers were in it each and every game. It's just the Braves just played better baseball at the end of the day. So since we are getting close to the playoffs, let's go ahead and recap where we're at on the season. Right now, leading the American League East, and right now would be the number one overall seed in the American League, would be the Tampa Bay Rays. Currently, they hold a 4-game lead over the New York Yankees in the American League East. Then in the American League Central, we have the Chicago White Sox with a 2.5-game lead over the Cleveland Guardians. And then the number three seed would be the American League West leader right now is the Houston Astros. They have a 1-game lead over the Texas Rangers. They are battling it out, but I just kind of feel like that's what it's going to be, is that the Houston Astros are easily going to take that division as we get closer and closer towards the playoffs. And then right now, the American League wildcard spots are the New York Yankees, the Boston Red Sox, and the Cleveland Guardians, with the Texas Rangers, Baltimore Orioles, and the Toronto Blue Jays all on the outside looking in. And then on the National League side of things, the number one overall seed would be the Milwaukee Brewers, who lead the Central right now with a 7-game lead over the Cubs. Then the number two seed right now would be the Los Angeles Dodgers, who hold a 8-game lead over the San Diego Padres for the West. And then the number three overall seed would be the Atlanta Braves, who hold a 5-game lead over the Philadelphia Phillies in the East. And then the wild card teams are the Chicago Cubs, the Philadelphia Phillies, and the San Diego Padres, with the Arizona Diamondbacks, Miami Marlins, and the St. Louis Cardinals all on the outside looking in. So I kind of feel like, as far as the divisions go in the National League, I feel like that's what it is. It's going to be the Brewers and the Dodgers and the Braves. And then wild card, I kind of feel like it's the Cubs and the Phillies for sure, and then maybe the Padres. But we'll see what happens here. And then the American League is just completely up for grabs, in my personal opinion, including divisions as well. So we'll see what happens there. But that's how the playoffs look right now. So let's get back into my 2026 NFL season predictions. I did the NFC and AFC East on Monday's show. So today we're going to do the NFC West and the AFC West. So let's go ahead and begin with the NFC West and how I think that's going to pan out. I have the Los Angeles Rams finishing in first place in the division. Not only do I think they're going to finish in first place in their division, but I think they're going to be one of the top teams in the league overall. I've actually got them going 14-3 on the season, and I just think this Myles Garrett trade puts them above everybody. I mean, they were already one of the top offenses in the league last year, and they pretty much are returning everybody that they had on offense last year. Their defense was already a bunch of rising stars, and now you added Myles Garrett and potentially adding an Aaron Donald. We don't know. He hasn't really officially said, but it still kind of looks like that's probably going to happen. Whether Donald comes back or not, I still think the Rams are the best team in the league by far, just because they have so much talent at every position. And then they also have, you know, a ton of veterans. They have young guys. They have a good coach. They're just a really good team. And so I'm just expecting them to be one of the top, not only the top team in the West, but I expect them to be one of the top teams in the league overall. Then finishing in second place in the NFC West, I have the Seattle Seahawks. I have them going 10-7. You know, they did just win the Super Bowl, but I mean, that was kind of unexpected, so I don't really have a lot of expectations for them this year. I was overlooking their roster, and defense, they're stacked, of course. I mean, that's what really led them to the Super Bowl last year. But I will say running back is definitely going to be a problem for them this year. They did lose Kenny Walker, who was the Super Bowl MVP, and even though he suffered injuries throughout his years with the Seahawks, he really was a huge offensive force for them. And I was just looking at their, I mean, Charbonnet, he's starting the season off on the injured list. So he's not going to be starting the season off healthy. And I was looking at the rest of the running backs. I'm like, who are their running backs? So I feel like that's going to be a big problem for them. They also already have injury problems heading into the regular season. So I just kind of feel like they're going to start off slow and then maybe really get going once the season ends. I don't think they're going to completely fall off the face of the earth, but I don't expect them to really be a dominating force like a Super Bowl champion maybe. Then finishing in third place in the NFC West, I have the San Francisco 49ers. I have them going 9-8 this season. They already have a ton of injury issues. I mean, practically everybody is injured on this roster. I mean, a ton of the receivers are injured. I mean, they just added Mike Evans in the offseason, and I felt that was a huge addition to the team because Mike Evans is an A-plus receiver, but he's injured. And then you've got a whole bunch of other receivers injured. I mean, Parcell already done for the season, so they don't have him. And Christian McCaffrey, is he going to be able to stay healthy all season? I mean, he stayed healthy for the most part last year. Is that going to happen this year? We already have Kittle coming off of an Achilles injury. I just kind of feel like this Niners team is going to be in a lot of injury disarray, and I just don't think they're going to be able to get their footing, and I just think they're going to have a lot of problems, especially being in the same division with the Rams, where, like I said, I think the Rams are the most talented team in the league. And, you know, I got them going 14-3, so that kind of tells you I'm pretty much projecting them to be, like, the number one overall seed. So I just feel like the Niners, they already have a ton of injury issues as it is right now, and I don't think it's going to get better as the season moves on. And then finishing in fourth place in the NFC West this year, I have the Arizona Cardinals. I have them going 2-15 because I looked at this roster and I was like, whoa. This team is garbage. They are not a good team at all. Defensively, trash. They have a couple of guys on offense. You could go, oh, yeah, he's talented, like Marvin Harrison Jr. They've got this new running back. I think his name's Jeremiah Love. I know his last name's Love, but I'm pretty sure it's Jeremiah. Either way, he's looking like he's going to be a solid dude. But I have no expectations for this Arizona Cardinals team. And like I said, it sucks for them because they're in a division with the Rams, who are probably going to be obliterating them in both matchups that they face off against each other this year. Then moving on to the AFC West, I think this is going to be a real difficult division. I think these teams are going to beat each other up. I actually wouldn't be shocked if we have two teams head to the playoffs from this division, because I just think there's a lot of talent. And then I look at teams that could be rising. And then, you know, we had a team last year who was already rising. So I just think this is a real good division. But I don't think it's going to be dominated by who it normally is dominated by. As a matter of fact, I think the team that it's normally dominated by is actually going to take a step back again this year. So let's start off with who I think is going to finish in first place in the AFC West. I have the Denver Broncos finishing in first. I have them going 11-6, though, because like I said, I think this division's going to beat each other up. I do worry about them at the running back position. I don't really think they have a standout running back at this point, but hey, who knows? Maybe it could develop as the season wears on. I do think they're going to be led by the defense as they were last year. Also, you know, you got Bo Nix coming off of that injury. Is he going to have to kind of work his way in, you know, kind of get his legs under him, if you will, for like the first month of the season? So maybe that'll cost him a couple of wins to start the season. But I still think they're basically going to build off of what they had last year. They were a really good team last year, and I think they're going to kind of take that into this year and be an even better team. You know, Sean Payton always gets the best out of his players, so I expect him to continue to do that. And I have Denver winning this division in a very close battle between the second-place team, as a matter of fact. In second place in the AFC West, I have the Los Angeles Chargers. I have them going 10-7. And the reason why is just because I really do actually trust the Broncos more than I trust the Chargers. I mean, if you look at the Chargers' history, you just charger yourself. And when you charger yourself, that means you completely blow your wad and do shit in the playoffs. You're just a team that never goes anywhere, never does anything. You always have expectations, and then they always fall short. So that's why I can't have them winning the division over the Broncos, because I trust Sean Payton more. I trust the Broncos just as an organization more, and that's just how it is with me. But I do think the Chargers are going to be a better team this year. I think Justin Herbert's only going to get better with another year as Harbaugh as his coach. I will say, of course, they have offensive line issues yet again. Unfortunately, they signed Tyler Biadasz in the offseason as their center, and then he got injured in training camp, and he's out for the season. So, unfortunately, they tried to bolster their offensive line, but already starting off the season with injuries, just not a good thing. And they are kind of weak at the running back position. I don't really see a lot of talent at the running back position just yet. Maybe some guy will show out. But I kind of feel like this team is going to be battling it out with the Broncos for the division. I feel like it's going to be one of those division battles where it could come down to the last game of the season or a matchup between the two of them. But I definitely think they're both going to be battling it out for this division, and I wouldn't be shocked if both of these teams make the playoffs. But I do think the Chargers are going to improve in the second year under Jim Harbaugh. Then finishing in third place in the AFC West, I have the Kansas City Chiefs. As a matter of fact, I've got them going 8-9 because I just kind of feel like this is going to be a very mediocre season from them. You know, you got Mahomes coming off of an ACL injury that he suffered towards the end of the season. So it's inevitably going to take him some time to get his legs back under him. It always does. I've watched many guys play with ACL injuries or hell injuries just in general, and it does usually take them about a month to really kind of start feeling themselves. And I got to say, I don't think the Chiefs did anything to help him out when it comes to the offensive line. That was a huge issue for them. It's actually been a huge issue for them for a lot of years, especially the years where they don't win a Super Bowl. When they win a Super Bowl, they tend to have at least a pretty decent offensive line. But the years they don't win a Super Bowl, and especially last year, they didn't have a lot of talent on the offensive line, and I just kind of feel like they did him no favors this year. Then I also look at the wide receiver position. You have Rashee Rice, who just can't stay out of trouble and just is always having issues, and it's just like he just is such a detriment to this team. He's very talented, but he just is such a – to me, he's just a waste. He's just a stupid fucking waste of space, and I think he's just a waste. I don't like the dude at all. I think he's a stupid idiot, and I just don't think he's that – I don't think he's really worth the time, and I don't think he's that great of a receiver where he's going to show out and step up for this team. Then, of course, you have Xavier Worthy, who is a very good and a very talented receiver, but I don't think he's the number one guy. I think he's the Swiss Army knife guy who you could go to when you need, like, checkdowns or to make a big, like, third down play or even a big deep downfield play. But I don't think he's a number one receiver, and I think they are still missing that number one receiver on the offensive side of the ball. And then you look at their defense, and they have a very, very weak secondary headed into this season. So I just kind of feel like it's going to be a struggle season for the Chiefs. I don't think it's going to be anything that their fans or them are used to, but I just don't think it's going to be a good year for them. And I don't even really think they're going to be in the playoff hunt for the most part. I do have them going 8-9, like I said, so that's not the worst record that you can have, but I just don't think they're going to be this crazy great team that we're used to seeing. I think it's going to be kind of a struggle season, mostly because they didn't do anything to help Patrick Mahomes in that offensive line, and they really didn't get him a lot of talent either. I like Kenny Walker. They got him at the running back position, but he's also a very injury-prone guy, and he's not going to get really far without a decent offensive line. I mean, the Seattle Seahawks offensive line is actually pretty solid. The Kansas City Chiefs offensive line is trash, and I think it's going to be pretty difficult for Kenny Walker to really even have as an explosive year as he did with the Seattle Seahawks, because it's a different offensive line down here in Kansas City. And then rounding out the AFC West, I have the Las Vegas Raiders. I have them going 3-14 this year, so as you could tell, I don't have them improving much over last year. Their only talent on this team is their running back, Ashton Jeanty, and their defensive end, Max Crosby. And, I mean, Max Crosby, to me, is probably going to be on the trading block all the way up until the trade deadline this year. I kind of feel like every week we're going to be hearing about him getting moved, and I wouldn't be shocked if he eventually does get moved, because I don't see the Raiders having a good year. They have a terrible roster. This Mendoza guy... It's so hilarious. Like, everybody puts all these high expectations on all these rookies, and this guy comes out and has, like, two interceptions to start both of these games that he's played. And yes, I know it's only preseason, but it always makes me laugh when people put all these huge expectations on rookies, and then they go and shit the bed in preseason games, and I'm like, what did you expect? They're a rookie. But I didn't expect him to be their lord and savior for the Raiders, because the Raiders need a lot of work. And they don't have a lot of talent, and they need a lot of work at a lot of positions. That's why I'm feeling like this Max Crosby trade is going to happen at some point in the season because they're not going to be a good team and they're going to need some help. They're obviously going to get themselves another nice high draft pick like they had last year or like they normally have. It kind of feels like every year. But I just feel like all we're going to hear about with the Raiders this year is when is Max Crosby going to get traded, because he's great. He's going to give them a lot of great value for sure. Whoever may want to trade for him it's at some point in the season. But I feel like that's all the Raiders got this year is when will Max Crosby get traded, because I feel like it's going to be another trash can year for the trash can Raiders. And we have college football, y'all. Next week, we will be talking college fucking football. And then 2 weeks, pro football. So enjoy the weekend of sports and get ready for it, because we got us a whole lot of sports on tap beginning next week. So I will talk to you fools on Monday.